Chapter 6. The First Science Lesson. The science lesson was the last lesson on Thursday. This was a special lesson for Andrea because Tom, her boyfriend, was in the same class. They had started going out together the year before, when Tom came to Thornhill High. She liked him because he was good-looking, with dark hair and dark eyes. And he was clever too. "Hello, everyone," began Mr. North. "As I told you last week, my speciality is geology, and this will be the first subject we will study this year. Geology is about the rocks and minerals that make the earth."
"Mr. North," said Jamie.
"Yes, have you got a question?" asked Mr. North.
"I know a lot about the supernatural side of rocks," said Jamie. "Maybe I could add something to the lessons."
"Oh no," Andrea said quietly to herself. "Now Jamie thinks he can help the teacher teach the lesson too."
Mr. North had heard Andrea. "Do you want to say something?" he asked her. Andrea's face became red.
"I don't think there's a place in the classroom for the supernatural side of rocks," she said. "We need to learn facts, not opinions."
"Well, we learn a lot of facts in science lessons," said Mr. North. "But this year you have to do a project as well. You can choose the subject of that project, so the supernatural might be a topic that some of you might like to choose."
Mr. North looked around the classroom. "Are there any other opinions?" he asked. One of the girls spoke.
"I think it's good to learn everything we can about a subject, even things that aren't facts."
Andrea couldn't believe what she was hearing. She decided that the girl probably thought Jamie was good-looking and she wanted him to like her.
"I've heard that stones can cure people who are ill," someone else said. "I don't know much about the subject and I don't know if I believe in it, but I'd like to know more."
The students started to murmur. Some agreed and others disagreed.
"Let's hear from someone else," said Mr. North.
Andrea was beginning to admire this teacher. He let the students express their opinions without revealing his own. Then Tom spoke.
"I've also heard about this healing stuff. It all sounds like a game to me."
Every student had something to say on the subject. Mr. North seemed pleased to have a class of enthusiastic students.
"Okay, everyone," he said. "This is very interesting, but we've got a lot to talk about today, so we must continue with the lesson."
Mr. North started to talk about geology. The lesson wasn't very interesting for Andrea, but finally it ended. As they were leaving the classroom, Tom said to Andrea,
"Let's go and get something to drink."
"I can't, Tom," said Andrea. "The newspaper team made plans to go to Jack's Pizza, so I have to go.
Do you want to come with us?
Melanie, Elaine, Zach, Stephen and Jamie will be there too. Jamie is the new boy who was talking about the..."
"Jamie, you mean the supernatural expert?" Tom interrupted.
"No, thank you. I think he's crazy."
Although Andrea agreed, she didn't like to hear Tom say this. To her surprise, she wanted to defend Jamie.
"Maybe Jamie has got some crazy ideas, Tom," she told him. "But let's give him an opportunity. We don't even know him."
"Oh, I think I can guess what he's like," answered Tom. "He looks strange to me."
"Maybe that's because he's not British," said Andrea.
"Maybe, but maybe not," said Tom. "There's something unusual about him."
Just then, Melanie appeared at the classroom door.
"Well, are you coming?" she asked impatiently.
Andrea was happy to end the conversation with Tom.
"Yes," she said. "Tom, are you sure you won't come too?"
"No, thanks," said Tom.
"Well, I'll see you tomorrow then," said Andrea. "Bye."
And she left with Melanie.